Welcome to Teach Languages Online, the podcast giving you the best advice about your online teaching business. I'm Lindsay Williams of Lindsay Does Languages, a language teacher here in the UK, and I'm your host. Now, normally I start the episode with a little recommendation and then we go into the main thing, but this episode is going to be a little bit different because at the time of recording this, and hopefully at the time you're listening to this, next week, which will be September the 17th to September the 20th, 2020, Women in Language 2020 is happening live, 4 days. It's amazing. If you haven't yet got your ticket, you can do so at womeninlanguage.com. But if you're not quite sure what this is about, let me explain. And I want to share with you this episode why this is an event worth attending if you're teaching online, because it's not directly aimed at teachers or specifically at learners. This is really an event for everyone and anyone who loves language. So the first reason why you want to attend Women in Language 2020 if you're teaching languages online is we have a lot of teachers speaking at this event, as well as, of course, teachers attending the event. So that means that this is a great chance to connect with and get to know other online language teachers, to chat with them, to maybe make connections that are longer lasting. We've had this happen at Women in Language, and I'll give you one example that I discovered recently. So Women in Language 2018 was our first ever event, and Penny and Beck both lived in Melbourne, had never met before, discovered each other in the live chats on one of the live sessions, and now they host their own podcast together, and they do Language Lovers AU, and they do workshops and everything together in Melbourne, which is just amazing. So you never know who you might meet at an event like Women in Language. Even the fact, and we've been online with this event even before coronavirus, before everything was kind of forced online. We've been doing this online from the very beginning. And despite that fact, you might think, oh, if it's online, it's not the same. I don't meet people in the same way. You absolutely get that interaction. It's so difficult to explain unless you're there, because it's such a buzz and it's wonderful and I can't describe it to you in words. So that's the first reason, is that you never know who you might meet. In terms of teachers that we've got speaking, we have got our, let me have a little look through the schedule here. We've got our dream team, our Italian dream team, consisting of three incredible, lovely online Italian teachers, Sylvia, Elfin, and Barbara. They all host a podcast together called Con Parole Nostre for Italian learners. And they'll be speaking together at the event about listening and how listening to friends can help you become a better language learner. So all of this stuff that you're going to learn as well is, you know, amazing things that you can use if you're learning a language yourself, but also that you can use to shape how you plan lessons and what you do with your students. Another of our dream teams, we've got Maria Ortega Garcia, who teaches Spanish online, and Jessica Tafengi Ruel, who teaches French online. They'll be teaming up for our mindfulness dream team, Awakening to Yourself Through Languages. It's going to be another amazing session. Lots and lots of teachers that you can connect with, that you can hear from. Just a great way to kind of get into some community with your online language teaching as well, because it can be so lonely, and it really, really doesn't have to be. Speaking of lonely, that actually leads me nicely to another of our talk topics, which is from Mary Polyglot, Self-Study Doesn't Have to Be Lonely. Okay, so we have a number of sessions at Women in Language every year that are designed specifically for learners, right? So things like this one, we've got, for example, Eliza Simpson, who is an accent and dialect coach who's worked on Netflix's Tall Girl. She is presenting Accent Acquisition and Your Vocal Instrument. And, you know, these are just a couple. We've got Marissa Blasco, Better Strategies for Learning and Loving Languages Through Reading. These kind of things that you can come and you can attend and you can pass on to your students, like I was saying. So how you can, you know, the learning, how to learn, the getting better at learning. A lot of your students may well be doing self-study. They might be teaching themselves outside of lesson time with you. So how can you help them improve that by understanding the whole process yourself? It's one of the best ways, and you'll learn so much about that here as well. And of course, The third reason, like I say, this isn't just an event for language learners or language teachers, in fact. This is an event for anyone who loves language. And chances are, if you love language, you love learning about other languages, other stories, and other experiences that people have with language. So a couple of examples here. We have a panel happening on the first day live of Women in Language, the intricacies of learning heritage languages. So we have got a selection of our speakers who, as I, you know, we were looking at our kind of speaker list and I'm thinking, these have something in common, these people. Let's see if they want to talk about this together. And I'm so excited about this because I personally have no experience here. I don't really have a heritage language. It's English. I have Scottish family, but as far as I know, without going back generations, I don't think they speak Scottish Gaelic. So, you know, being able to hear from other people, from other voices that do have this experience to share is going to be so, so interesting and valuable. We've also got what I've been dubbing our Quechua Dream Team, which is Elva and Jessica from the Quechua Collective of New York. They'll be sharing about Neo-Andean experiences. You know, what is it like learning and living and experiencing a language so far from where it's, you know, expected to be spoken in Peru and Ecuador and parts of South America. So again, another interesting one, just understanding different perspectives. We've also got, there's another one that will be useful for students and for you to share with your students. Danae Floreau, who actually is another online language teacher. She teaches Greek online. And her session is Embracing Shyness When Speaking a Foreign Language. Ah, so much good stuff. So all of these things that you're going to be learning about language, about how to learn a language, about how to use language and gain confidence are so transferable. On a more direct note, where are we up to? Reason number four, I believe now. On a more direct note, we have a session from Sarah Maria Hasbem on Saturday, happening live, Making a Living with Foreign Languages. So perhaps you are teaching online already, and maybe you're thinking, okay, what else can I do? How can I expand beyond one-on-one? And you know about courses and things like this, but maybe it's a whole different career branch that you want to add to things here. Well, Sarah Maria is going to be talking all about that. And she runs an incredible company from all over. She used to live in Seoul in Korea. Now she lives in Beijing in China. So that's going to be another fantastic session. You won't want to miss that one. And on the same note, also featuring Sarah Maria, we've got our second panel, which, if I can just find the details for you here, is with Sarah Maria Hasbem, Lena Vasquez, and Emma Green. Emma, who works for Teach Yourself, who is like part of that whole team of the book publishing, right? And their panel, hosted by Kirsten, is How to Build Confidence as a Language Expert. So this one, I feel, is so relevant for us if we're teaching languages online. We've probably come across those feelings of imposter syndrome and doubt and just like, who am I to do this? Who am I to tell people how this is done or what works? This session, it's going to be amazing. And it's a panel as well. With all of these, because they're live, you have the chance to ask questions and things like that, especially the panels, because it's, you know, we've got some questions and structure there, but it's very much interaction with you as well if you're in the chat live. So I could honestly talk you through every single session that we've got happening, but we probably don't have time for that. And you're probably ready now to move on to another podcast and to go and get your ticket before you do so. So if you don't yet have your ticket for Women in Language, I highly recommend that you get yourself one, as well as the live access. It's happening, like I said, Thursday 17th, Friday the 18th, Saturday the 19th, and Sunday the 20th of September, all live, various times throughout the day. It's going to depend on time zones as well. So you'll be able to check the schedule and see what you can join live. But of course, we understand 4 days, sat down staring at a computer screen can be incredibly intense, pretty much as intense as if you were to attend an offline event sometimes, if you are there the whole time and you're present and you're on. So you also get recordings. So you don't have to attend everything live. Maybe you already have some lessons booked for those days. Not a problem at all. You have recording access. There's no deadline. You can watch and rewatch as many times as you like for as long as you like. They are there. They're yours with your ticket, which is, by the way, $29. Okay. There may be, depending on where you join from, there may be some taxes because taxes, we can't help that. But yeah, we try and keep this as accessible as possible. And we do have a scholarship option as well if that isn't possible for you right now. So yeah, hope to see you there. It's going to be so much fun. Like I said, get your tickets at womeninlanguage.com and we will see you next week live for Women in Language 2020. All right. Thank you. Bye.